This figure nicely groups some of the main categories of DNA damaging agents and depicts the DNA lesions that can be induced by these agents. If these are unfamiliar, please take the opportunity to pause this video to review this figure. DNA damage can have acute effects on cell cycle, leading to transient arrest in G1, S, G2, or the M phase, and on DNA metabolism that can lead to inhibition of transcription, replication, and chromosome segregation. All of this can lead to cellular senescence or cell death through apoptotic or necrotic mechanisms. It is also important to note that the majority of DNA damage is recognized and repaired using a variety of different DNA repair mechanisms dependent on the type of damage induced. If repaired correctly, this will remove and correct the DNA damage. DNA repair will be the focus of the last recording in this module. It is important to note that if the damage evades recognition or is not repaired correctly, this can lead to a permanent sequence or structural change in the DNA that, if stable, will be passed on to all future daughter cells. Depending on the type of mutation and the location of this mutation, it could lead to things like cancer or diseases associated with aging.